Okay, so I just want to finish up this issue of Tom Kiker that we started last time. So basically, again, to refresh our memory, Tom Kiker means that the flavor has certain status, right? And we usually assume that there's an isser of macholas asur. It's not allowed to eat certain forbidden foods. Tom Kiker introduces the fact that the flavor of the food, even if the food is not there, the food was in the pot an hour ago or 5 hours ago or 2 days ago, whatever, and there's a lingering flavor from the food. The question is, does that make a difference when the actual food is not there? Now, what is the role? What role does the flavor play? Especially, again, with regards to a bittel. Okay, if the, and we say bittel barov or bittel b'shishim, but obviously we say that if there's flavor, that makes a difference. We don't automatically say bittel. So the question is, apparently, perhaps it's also even to eat non-kosher flavor. Not only is it also to eat non-kosher food, but even to eat non-kosher flavor. And that's the basic, so to speak, of the sugya. So we mentioned that where do we see the concept of Tom Kiker from in the halacha? So we had a number of different sources that we went through. Last time, one possibility is that it is from the din of a nazir, right? Mishras, that he can't even eat the grapes that were soaked in water, even if the grapes are now removed. That's Mishras. And then the Gemara said, the Gemara says in one place, in Psachim, at the top of Mdalam Beis, it says that Tom Kiker is to learn from the very bottom of Mdalam Alaf, go over to Mdalam Beis. It says the Nozer is Chayev, if the water has the flavor of the wine, even if it's not there anymore, and Mikana Tadan Lecholatar Kula, and that's the Mocher. But not everybody agrees with that, okay? Now, there's some who say that Mishras is different. Some learn a different thing from that about Hetem and Starif L'Isser. So another possibility is that we learn it out from Bosa B'Cholov, right? That's the different Gemara in Pesachim. These are Sugis in Pesachim, Mem Dal, Mem Hey. Okay, so a different Gemara in that same section says we learn it out from Bosa B'Cholov, because we mentioned that, obviously, as we discussed last semester, the flavor of the milk and the meat, the flavor of the meat and the milk makes a difference, even though the item's not there anymore. It does make a difference, but then the Gemara said, no, that's not necessarily true, because that's a chiddush, it's a special din, derech bishos Torah, and so on. So they bring up the possibility of learning out from the fact that the Torah has a parsha, third possibility called Gyulei Nochrim, right? When they, after the battle with Midian, the parsha's Matos, at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, there the Torah describes that any pots and pans and silverware they took had to be kashered. That's where we mentioned some of the laws of many of the dinim of kashering are extracted from the psukim over there in the Bamidbar Perek Lamed Aleph. Koldovar Sheova Baish Tavir Baish, etc. So, what do you mean? What's the problem? There's no actual food in there. What are they worried about the pots for? Evidently, the flavor does make a difference. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe that's also not a raya because it's it was flavor that had just been there that day. Other possibilities. So, you know, all those cases are not necessarily a raya. And the other thing, the last thing we mentioned was from Bisar Chatos. Okay, Bsar Chatos, the halach is, the Gemara in Osa, there in Pesachim, it says in the Torah, called Shehiga Bsara, regarding the Chatos, Yikdash, okay, which takes on the status, whatever the status of the Chatos is, that's the status of the meat that touched it, so that's another possibility. On the other hand, maybe that's only a special din by Kodshim, and we don't learn from Kodshim, so those are all the different cases, and the Makoris that we mentioned last time. So we're up to source 21. Which will be the last of the source that we'll present. There in Parshas Noso, the Torah speaks about Nazir. Okay? It says, V'zos Torah ha-Nazir. Right? These are the dinim of a Nazir. Beyond Melos Yimei Nizir. When he finishes his period of being Nazir, he says to bring certain korbanos. Okay? And among the korbanos are specified in Pasuk Yudal, there's a Bamidbar Perek Vav. It says, V'zos Torah ha-Nazir, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Yudal, source 21. V'ikriv is korbanol Hashem keves ben shenoso tomi echad la'ola v'kav sochar v'pashas bim v'lachatos v'ayel echad tomi l'shlamim. So you have these three different animals that are brought, okay, and various loaves, matzahs, and so on. And the ayel is zeva is for shlamim, as it says in Pasuk Yudzayin, v'es ha'ayel yas is zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and so on. And then it says in Pasuk Yutez, v'lakach ha'kohen is ha'zroa b'sheila min ha'ayel. The zroa b'sheila, the zroa, the of the aisle, that part of the bone, or that part of the arm, the zroa b'sheila is taken by the kohen, and something else taken by the kohen, and that's considered kodesh hu. And that's those Torahs on those. So the Gemara says by us in Chulin on Tzadiches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Amr Chibar Abba 22, Amr Chibar Abba Amr Shulin Levi Mishum Bar Kapora. Call Isurin Shabbat Torah Besara. Okay, all Isurin in the Torah are Shishim. Amr Lefana Mishum Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Ata Amr Kain Hachem Rav Asim Mishum Levi Bar Mishum Bar Kapora. Call Isurin Shabbat Torah Meya. It's not Shishim, it's Meya. Okay, and they learn it out from the Zroa B'Sheila. Okay, the Zroa B'Sheila is a certain percentage of the aisle. All the meat of the aisle was cooked together with the other things. Okay, together the rest of the aisle, right? So, but the Zroa B'Sheila was taken out. So what does B'Sheila mean? So that's a machlokas going on the top of Tzadiches on the base. B'Sheila means Shlema. B'Sheila means Nisbashi in the aisle. Okay, and the question was it cut up first? Was it not cut up first? And the question is, does the bones and the meat, which is we'll talk about later, which is here in Hilchos Torahs later on, what counts towards it? So that's the issue. So we don't have to go through all the details, but Rashi on the bottom of Tzadiches and Aleph 23 says, Zroa shel el nazir hu amur menu umanifanos ho venitan la koin. The Zroa is given to the koin, but also lazarim. The non-koin can't eat it. Okay? Even though the rest of the animal is eaten is a shlomim, so the rest of the animal is eaten by the person. But the Zohar B'Sheila is not, even though it was cooked together, okay? And the question is, do you calculate it in Shishim, you calculate it in Meya? So Lemaisa, but apparently the flavor, right, the Zohar has its flavor also, okay? Zohar has a flavor also. So from there, the Gemara says you learn Shishim because the Shishim is that was the percentage of the animal, which is the Zohar. It's 1/60 of the whole animal. The Kimler Abana like that. So Tosas there in Chulan on Tzadiches and Meis 25 says Man Damar Shishim Sar Basa. So I said Lav Drasha Gemori Lemelap Mina Linyan Min Mishen Amino the Tam Kikar Daraisa Tohacha Min Beminahu. This is a case of Min Bemino, right? Because it's meat and it's meat. So the Zohar meat doesn't taste different than the other parts. Okay. The midrasa b'tele beruba, ela b'shishu me'er kabbalah is b'yodim as mechua haikro. Okay, it's just an asmachta from this pasuk, and that you can't learn it out directly from the pasuk because it's drasha gemura because that's called min b'mino. But we learn from there by min b'enish b'mino. That's what we have the flavor. It gives off the flavor up until that point. Right there, Tosas pointing out. Technically, it doesn't give off any discernible flavor, because it's all the same. It's been amino. But from that concept, we learn that that's what gives off that percentage or that ratio gives off flavor. Okay, so that's another makor for Tam Kikar. So we had, I think, five different makors: either Mishras by Nozer, Bosu Mechalav, Gula Nachrim, Psarchatos, and the Zroa B'Sheva. Okay. The question is, are these real drushes? Each one of them had a certain weakness to it. Okay, the question is, are real drushes or not? So, and that's a big machlokas we're showing. That's what I'm going to get into now a little bit. So let's look at Aleph Beis, starting with number 26. There's a sugyan of Avodah Zarah, Samach Zayin of Aleph on the bottom of the page, going over to Samach Zayin of Beis, 26. Amar Abavo, Amar Ber Yochanan. Kol shetamo umamosho. Tamo umamosho. We have flavor plus the item itself, the substance, we call mamash, the substance, the item itself. So that's osur and velokin or. For that, you get malchus, right? You have isur tam, you have something osur, and it has inside this mixture, this tarovis, is both a mixed, is the question? Oh, is both the flavor and the item itself, tamo umamosho, and lokin or. Okay? And vizel kazayas bichtayachos pas, which will come to it, has to be, again. Kazayas within Achilles Pras. We'll talk about that. There's a certain amount. Let's say you have a tiny drop of Tamo Marsho in an enormous vat of whatever else, so it's not noticeable. Okay, so that's because Achilles Pras. We'll get back to that. But to the top of Samazan base, Tamo Veloma Marsho, if you have Tamo, you have the flavor, but no mamish, no subs, no actual forbidden food. Usser, but Ve'ain Lokin Olive. Yeah, tamo v'lo mamosho. All right? What's tamo v'lo mamosho? Kagon cholo shafal ekdera. O chelev shenofal nimoach she'en mamosho ben. Okay? What happened was you had some chelev, let's look at that case, chelev, some non-kosher fat from the animal, fell in, nimoach means it melted, liquefied. Okay? Now it's completely, there's no ben anymore. There's nothing to it. That's called, it has the flavor. That's called tamo v'lo mamosho. So it says, osur v'ein lo kenol. So Rashi, by us in Chulin, on Tzadiches Mabez, points to that Gemara, the Ramasu Latam Kikr, okay, and Satsari Chesan Beis, okay, Rashi says, No Saint Tam, Kimle the Usur Bekodjim, Kikar Moshul Su Isur. Okay, it's also Bekodjim like the Iker, but that's maybe only by Kodjim, Chulin it's different. And Rashi basically says, by Chulin, all right, that Rava less lay Tam Kibachulin Korshaws me the Raisa, Ruba Bata, Unadarbana. So Rashi says the concept of Tom Kikar is the Rabbanah. That we're worried about flavor, that's a din de Rabbanah. That's how Rashi says. Okay, and he says that's exactly what the Gemara means. That's the Pashup Shot, says Rashi. In that Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that Hachi Nami Shamin Alav Yechon Masechet Avodah Zarah, Kol Shetamu Al Moshe, Ein Lokin Alav. It's Usur, it's Usur Rabbanah, but you don't get Malkus for Rabbanah, right? So Rashi has a simple reading of the pasuk over there in, the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah, okay, that's called Tam Over Lo Mamasho. You have the flavor. It's Usur Rabbanan, because Tam Kikar is Rabbanan. So then we need a greater ratio to obliterate the Isur. It's not going to be Rove, it'll be other thing, whatever. However, we'll get rid of the Isur, okay. But it's a Kazayas Rabbanan. It's Usur, okay. And that's the deal. It's Usur Rabbanan. Ain Malkus. That's what Rashi says. You hear that? You see that? That's the key line in Rashi. Okay. That he says again. Second end of the second line. Rava lesley tam kikar bechulin can farsh also the midrash of brew a bottle elam darbanan tam kikar is only darbanan v'hachanam ishamin elam yochanam sechad v'rezor kol shetama v'lo mosher ain lokan alav I v'heard afilim psachim minozir mishras litain kam kikar right I what about the gemara learned that from nozir from mishras and that's darisa obviously. So he says, they'll say, that's an asmachta. It's not a full-fledged drasha. That's an asmachta for a din, the Rabbanan. Okay? So holds Rashi. Yes? Good. Similarly, in the Rashi over the Psachim, on Mem Hemet Avdim, Rabbi Kiva, okay, he talks about the case of Gulei Nachrim, which perhaps is not such a chiddush, okay, that we learned Tam Kikar from there. But at the end, Tosis, Rashi there also says that it's a Rabbanan, okay? The Alma less lose Tam Kikar Daraisa. We don't hold Tam Kikar Daraisa. Okay, it's not a Daraisa. It's different opinions. It'll be an Asmachta, and that's it. Now Rashi is not a Das Yochid in this matter. I print on the page here the Chiddush Ramban in Chulin Tzadik Chesam Beis Umasul Ela the Tam Kikar the Bekodshim Oser. Okay. So the Chiddush Ramban says also, he says, quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, okay, he quotes the Rashi as saying that it's only Drabbanan, okay, and he says that's a simple reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Tam Avodah Moshe, Osir, Vein Lokal Alav, I, the Gemara Chulin, the Gemara Psachim says that's only Asmachta, okay, so again, Alma, Svirle, Tam Avodah Moshe, Lav Daraisa, he says the same thing, apparently Lav Daraisa. And he said, even though some people disagree, at the end the Ramban writes, "Mikol Mokom Divrei Rashi Zal B'Shmaitz and the Rabbi Yochanan Nechonim Heim the Tam Kikar Rabbanan." Ramban agrees with Rashi on this matter. The Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan. Okay, not everybody holds that way. Okay, the Tosus and Psachim Mem Hayam and Aleph doesn't have many details. Divrei Maskul B'Shmaitzim Mashma the Tam Kikar the Raisa the Afinun Minozir the Lavas Machtahu. Okay, those who learn that from those who hold it's not a smachta, it's an actual drosha, and therefore it's a din d'oraisa. So Tosas there in Psachim, Memham and Al, Dir Maskel B'Shmaitzin, says, so what about the Gemara in Chul and Take, where Rava seems to say it's only Drabbanan, that Rashi is talking about? So he says, in Maseches, Avodas Gilu, Avodas Zor, Daf Samach Zayin Rebeis, Sham Mefurish. Take a look over there. So there's a long, long Tosas on Samach Zayin and Al, I split up here in the Marmakomas. Okay, the first part actually is on Samach Zayin and Aleph. The second part of Tosas continues on the back on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. So we'll look at the part on Samach Zayin and Aleph first. Okay, 32. Divrei Maaseh Amar Yochanan, that Gemara. Amar Yochanan, Kol Shetam Moshe Oser V'Lokin Alav, Tam Alom Moshe Oser Ein Lokin. Pirush Rashi. So Tosas quotes. You with me? Okay, an important Tosas. Okay, Tosas in 32 quotes, Mikan the Tam Kikar Lav Doraisa. Pirush Rashi Merkin and Osher, that Rashi we just saw on Tzadik Chesam Beis Nechulin, says Mikan the Tam Kikar Lav Daraisa. This we see Lav Daraisa. We go and he gives examples and so on. All right. But he says he's a little bit bothered by the first example Rashi gives. Okay, Tosfos digresses, because Rashi says, for example, cholov that fell on meat or chelov that melted. He says, "Ain nira mashapirish Rashi cholov shenofel l'tov basar." That's hard to say. Dafilo l'perish Rashi the tam kikar lav daraisa mo d'rabosu cholov david daraisa. Right, and Tosfos says that's a doesn't think that's a good example because cholov and basar that's daraisa. Right, that's basar cholov. Even if you hold in general tam kikar lav daraisa. But we got to admit that by Basu Chalva Thraisa, the Derech Bish lost the Torah, right? Right? It's cooked together, that's exactly the Torah Asas. Most of Ashur did, we talked about it at length. So to say, oh no, that's only Drabonah, they can't mean that. He said that was not a good example, okay? Because the Derech Bish lost the Torah. And he says, the Ode, furthermore, in the fourth line, the Ochel Basu Chalva, Ochel Mamashu Shal Isser. Remember, when he eats the Basu Chalva, he's eating a new Isser. We talked about that at length at the beginning of Basu Chalva. It's not meat that has the flavor of milk or milk with the flavor of meat. What is it? A new animal, a new chefza, a new entity called Basu Chalva. Right? That Tosa says, Oh, the Ochel Basu Chalva, Ochel Mamashu Isser, Kishochel Basu. Okay? So he prefers the example of Chalev Nimoach. Right, of chalev that liquefied, that it melted and so on. So there, it's only drabonim, okay? Even though it was v'chol, will be doraisa, okay? And he says that this is what Rava holds, okay? The sova Rava tamal amos, hanu tam kikar lav doraisa, hilchos of kirava, okay? Because he holds the tamal amos, like a biyochel, and that gemara in Avodah Zarah and so on. And he says, he mentions the Zohar B'Shela case, and that's only by the Zohar B'Shela, right? He says, no, he said that's only by Kodshim, okay? And the Rava, says Tosas, Rava, the Tam Kikar B'Kodshim Osir, Mashmaha, Habachulin Shara. But by Chulin, it's not, that's a din by Kodshim only, it's not by Chulin. And he says, as far as the Pasuk, as you go, Tosas goes through all the different Makoros that we have, he explains how he's going to answer each one. It's not Smachta, it's only by Kodshim, etc. Okay, you can read through that yourself. And then he says, and Mishras, also, he says, it sounds like it's a Drosha Gemara. No, that's a Das Machta. Ul Olam Tam Kikar Lav Daraisa. Kach Shitas Rashi. Okay, so Tosfos works out how Rashi learns. Again, I'll explain away each one of the Rayas. Either it's only by Kachim, or it's only a Smachta, or it's a Kiddush, or whatever he'll learn, like we explained. Below Nira Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Lon Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't think the Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with this. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam, just a moment. Velo Nir Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Hod of Yochanan Isra de Bekiva, Perak Eler, over the Aleph Tam Kikim Rabbeinu Yochanan, ain't lo more das mach the Baal. He doesn't like that. He says, because after all, it's a machlokas. Remember, we had. We learned the last time, what do you learn from there? Do you learn Hetam and Star from Isser? Okay? Or do you learn Tam Kikar? Well, the Mandomo who learns Hetam and Star from Isser, right? Which remember that was Rekiva, in that Gemara, that was a Daraisa, right? That was a Limud Daraisa. So how can it's Bar Plukta? Oh, that's only Asmachta. The logic is that the two are going to, what Daraisa we learn from it. That's how Rabbeinu Tam says. He says, Amud Rosh Hashanah, the Rekiva Muchav Minei, the Hetam and Tzarev Lisa, the Chayav Malkus, the Nosa, the Shor Pita Biyayin, the Yeshbol and Tzarev, the Pas Biyayin. That was the case. Remember, the guy dipped his bread into the wine, and then he ate it. So that was that's Hetam and Tzarev Lisa to get a Kizai. Remember that? We talked about that, right? Okay, but that was last week. So that's how one person learns. So if that's the case, then the other person who learns, you learn Tom Kiker from there, must also be talking about that it's a Drosh Hashanah. V'chihecha says Tosa del Rabbi Akiva v'drosha gemur gav behetam etzarav lisa v'chai v'la malchus hachan rabbonah v'drosha gemur v'doraisa v'tam kika doraisa. Okay, so that's how he holds. Okay, and therefore, even by, we learn that from Bas V'cholav, and the fact that the Gemara said Bas V'cholav is different, that was d'chuya ba'almahi, it's parallel to Bas V'cholav, aval vadai tam, last line of Tosa is put in here, it's almost not enough, aval vadai tam kika doraisa. The Gemara of Pesachim, Mimishras Anavim. Tosas takes that, Rabbeinu Tam takes that drosha literally, and it does say in the Gemara, Mikana Talome. Mikana Talome, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's a real drosha Gemara. That's the flow of the sugya there, it's a real drosha Gemara. And not just Nasmati. He thinks it's a weak answer, and therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Kikar is the rising. Okay? That's this part of Tosas. Once again, the Rashba comes in and buys Dal Shar Aleph. He says, Kain Tire Tarav Balachumus. It says that way also. Ula Olam Tam Kikar Deraisa. Probably means the Sefer Truma, not the Trumos. We mentioned that distinction in the past. But anyway, he says, Ula Olam Tam Kikar Deraisa. Okay. Veteida Lecha Midarmin Bezochim Perakat Haruvas. I told you there's no such parak called Perakat Haruvas. That's what the Chazal called Perakol Hazvachim Shinazaru. What's known in the Rishonim as Perakat Haruvas. Okay. He says, Veteida Lecha Amarabba Amarabbanam. Baruba Amarabana Bitaima mean Bimino, Baruba mean Shainabin Bitaima. Maybe had some say sometimes it's Rove, sometimes it's Tom. And he says, he says the implication of that Gemara is that Tom does make a difference on a Doraisa level. Furthermore, he says, Vigam Harivitzal, on the next page, Gam Harivitzal, Kosov came to Tom Kika Doraisa. Okay, the Kane Kosov Bishmol Bishem Rabbal Halachas Kadol, right, the Bahag, the Tom Elamash of Doraisa. Now he does acknowledge, like we saw, the Ramban Zal Kosta Kadiva Rashi. Ramban we saw agrees with the Rashi, but the Rashpo is marshaling other Rishonim who hold like Rabban Atam, including the Rabban, including the Bahag, okay? And the Ramban holds like Rashi, you need two things. The Raisa Tarti, but the Tamo Uma Mosho. Mosho Lo Taimo, like Bermin Bermino, Barov Heter. Oh, Tamo Lo Mosho, King on Mimish, Eno Mino. Shane is an important line, really. He gives two examples. You know, the reading of the Gemara, the way Rashi and Avodah Zarah reads the Gemara, you need Tama Uma Moshe to get Malkus. You have to have both. Meaning, if you have Mamosho Velo Taimo, how do you have Mamosho Velo Taimo? That's Min Mimino, right? The Min Mimino. Okay, that's Min Mimino, Rov Heter. Or Taimo Velo Mamosho, go Min Mishen Amino, but Ain Mamisha Iser, it's not there, just a flavor, there's no Ben. Okay, so now those are the cases where it's only Drabana, and you get Malkus only Drabana. All right? And I, the other Gemara, is significant. I smacked everything we said. Okay? At the end, the Rashba concludes, Umikom makom le'inim psak halacha, ono al minismach, bo v'nismach al Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, u'bal halachas, ha'arayvin, she'rabim heim, v'omro l'hach mishal Torah. So Rashba concludes, Tam Kiyuz Arayisa, he said that that's the road. Okay? Now, the nafkamina in this machloka is a couple of nafkaminas. Okay? Again, one nafkamina will be, you know, is there a concept of bittul when there's flavor in the mix? If you hold Tom Kiker's Doraisa, says no bittul, right? The flavor is there, then you can't employ bittul. If you hold Tom Kiker's only Drabbanan, so then there's bittul on a Doraisa level, and you'll be dealing with an Issa Drabbanan for the ramifications of that, okay? A second nafkamina might be, how much of the mixture of the Tarovis do you have to eat, okay? Derech Kal, you have to do kezayis, right? All these. But what do you mean kezayis? Okay, if you have Tom Kiker, okay, so if you hold that Tom Kiker means mamish, like the whole mixture now, even the mutter part, the opposite of what we learned earlier when we talked about heter and ishapach lios. We talked about iser and ishapach lios heter. That's how we had the rush. Remember the rush had that lashon. By the case of the hamburgers, right? So he said, yeah, those who show hold, you can even eat in one person, you know, all three hamburgers, even though one of them is kosher, because heter nepach lios is, I'm sorry, iser nepach, even I know for sure, one of them is treif, one who came from a treif animal, but iser nepach lios heter. So here, the old Tom Kiker, it's sort of like the reverse, heter nepach lios iser, because you have the flavor, the mamushus of the heter now takes on the flavor of the iser, and therefore heter nepach lios iser. If that's the case, it should suffice to eat a kezias of the whole thing. Even though I didn't eat a kezias, let's say a kezias of Isser fell into this pot, okay? But it gives off flavor. So now, in order to eat a kezias of Isser, I would have to eat the whole mixture, no? Right, the whole pot to get to the kezias. Because the kezias spread throughout, right? But if you hold Isser, heter nepach lius Isser, so now everything inside is, I just eat a kezias of the whole mixture. That might also depend on whether Tom Kiker is Doraisa. That's a Gemara in Pesachim. Again, that same Sukkim Pesachim. Look at Mem Dalar Beis. The Tanya, Vekiva Omer, Nozir, Shesharo, Pita, B'yayin, Ba'achal Kezayas, Mipas, U'miyayin. He ate a Kezayas of this mixture. He didn't eat a Kezayas. What was Osir? The bread was Mutter for the Nozir, right? The Yayin was Osir. But now he dipped the bread into the wine such that the wine gave flavor to the bread. Okay, so now all he's got to do is eat a kezias of bread, even though most of what he's eating is mutter, but it gives off the flavor, right? So his eyes are passed together. Okay? And again, that's the question of heter mitzarav le'zisr. The Sefer HaTrumah, which is probably what the Rosh Bo had in mind, the Sefer HaTrumah in Siman Mem Tes, quarter 36, okay? Siman Mem Tes, the Sefer HaTrumah. You know, I told you, Sefer HaTrumah is one of the Ashkenazi, Talmud, one of the Balei Tosas, okay? The Talmud of Maram Rutenberg, okay, Rabbeinu Baruch. And the Sefer HaTrumos was a Sfarad. I'm not saying it's not an important work. The Talmud of Ramban. It could be that's a Rosh Bo quote. I don't know, but I don't think so. Okay, anyway, the Sefer HaTrumah here, in Siman Mem Tes, it says, V'heicha shetoch of kaf shel isu b'gderu mole heter, tzorach shi esamach berota, v'v'chatichas b'gderu, k'vi shenichnas min a kaf berota, ki kol ma shetoch of berota, v'roin ki ilu hi isu. Okay? In other words, you look at the whole thing. Look at the whole thing. And so that'll be a third nafkamina, really. Let's say there's a suffix. Let's say the thing's it's spilled out now, right? You can't measure it. You have a suffix. That's what he talks about. Okay, so if you're dealing with the rice, let's take the rice of the chumah. That's what he says towards the end. But kaima when the tam kikum in the gamina megillah nachrim or mishas anavim perikel over and can't take the rice of the chumah. So that's another possible nafkamina. Okay, all right. So now we have a major machlokas rishonim, and the Rosh Bo says the row of hold that what tam kikum is the rice. But there is an important question: the weakness on Rashi's side are those gemaras that seem to learn out of psukim. And we had to get out of it. We got out, well, it's only not smachta, it's only by kodshim. Okay? But the weakness with the other position is the pashat pshat in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, tam ovelo mamashu, asur, but and you don't get malchus. Okay? Again. Okay? Amar Yochanan, kol she tam osher asur lokalo, but tam ovelo mamashu asur ain't lokalo. Why not? If tam kikur is the raisa, so why is that malchus? That's the challenge, the other position. You follow? Right? I mean, why does the Gemara say Tam of Olam Moshe? You don't get Malkus. Why in the world not? Okay, if Tam Kikur is Doraisa, and we're saying now, in effect, that not only not allowed to eat Machalos Asuris, not allowed to eat the flavor of Machalos Asuris, okay, even in a mutter item like bread that has been soaked in wine and has the wine flavor, you can't eat the bread. Okay, who knows? I mean, you can't eat the bread. So how do we? If Tam Kikur is Doraisa, again, the Pashup Pshat seems to me is like Rashi and Rabban. And those Rishonim, because it says you don't get malchus. Asur, okay, asur vana, but ain't lokal. But according to the Rishonim, the whole of tam kikur deraisa, okay. So that is Rabbi Osai, the second half of that tosas. That's the second half of that big tosas on Samach Zayin. This is the part that's on the base, okay. Because that's what the Rabbeinu Tam and others deal with, okay. Vahahi says Rabbeinu Tam, hecha de tam of olamasha mayir bemin bemino. The bottle berubah midoraisa. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam has to kvetch out of it. Okay, again, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says no malchus for tam olam hamashal. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam said that's by min bimino, meaning there is no tam. There is no tam. Then you don't get malchus. It's min bimino. There's no tam. So therefore, there's no malchus. And so how does he explain the phrase? He says the Gemara said tam olam hamashal. Gemara says that there was no. No, mama. There was Tom. How could Rabbeinu Tam say, I don't want to confuse Rabbeinu Tam and Ta'am, but so don't mix it up. But Rabbeinu Tam, okay, obviously spelled with a Tav. Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Gemara says, Tam of Aloma Masho, it means, like this mam, like we say in the Yeshivish, there's mamish no Tam. Mamish, Loma Masho. No Tam of Aloma Masho, there's mamish no Tam. Right? That's how we. This is before Yeshivish, but that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. Okay, that's what he explains. Okay, that's how he's going to learn the phrase. There's mamish no tam. So there's no malchus. But in a case of min b'she'eno mino, in the case of min b'she'eno, when a taka is transference of tam, says Rabbeinu Tam, how do you get malchus? That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says you don't get malchus. That's tamo velo mamosho. There's no tamo and no mamosho. There's nothing. It's min bimino. Oh, okay. So then you don't get malchus. No. But if there would be, if it would be a case of min b'she'eno mino, where there's transfer tam, says Rabbeinu Tam about it. It says Rabbeinu Tam about it, get malchus. That's how he has to kvetch in the Gemara a little bit. Okay? So in other words, and I admit that it is a little difficult to read into the Gemara. Okay? But that's what he says. Tamo velo mamosho is a tarobas from min bimino. It's got no meaning. It's got no tam, which is mamish. In other words, let's put it this way. I mean, it's clever in a way. It's tamo velo mamosho. I once mentioned this in the past. Even when you have min bimino, there is transference of flavor, right? I mean, whatever happens scientifically, if I take the zorba shela or whatever, a kosher, not an available piece of meat that's cooked in a pot of kosher meat, there is transference of flavor, okay? But when it's the same type of meat, you can't discern, right? You can't tell. There's nothing noticeable, right? You can't tell now when I eat that piece of meat, is that flavor that I'm eating from the kosher part or the non-kosher? There's no discernible transference of flavor, right? So that's how Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm understanding correctly, learns tamo velo mamosho. Okay, what it means is that there's no tam which has any substance to it. There is tam, tamo, there is tam, but velo mamosho, it has no substance because it's not discernible, because it's min bimino. Here he said, it's a little less of a crutch saying it that way than saying he means the yeshivish word mamish. Okay, that's not mamish. I think it's more correct like this. He says tamo, but because it's min bimino, that's lo mamosho. There's nothing substantive to that tam. To me, that sounds better. Okay, I think that's what he means. You follow? So that's how he reads the Gemara. So ena chanami tamo velo mamosho gets no malchus because there's no discernible flavor. There is flavor. It's not that there hasn't been any transference of flavor. Even with trace meat, there is transference of flavor. But it's not discernible transfer because it's min bimino. So mamela, no malchus. That's how he learns. There's no tam which is mamish, which is discernible. But that's how he learns the word mamosho. Nothing discernible. In other words, when the Gemara says tam of mamosho, it means min bimino. Okay? Meaning it's got so little iser, so little flavor, so that's nothing to it. It can't be detected. So that's it. Getting malchus. So basically, this Gemara is simply confirming that min bimino is bata barov, daraisa. Right, then we've discussed it, but that's what the according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Gemara is saying, that min bimino is bata barov daraisa, therefore there's no malchus. Okay, but if there would be nesinas tam, then there's malchus, because tam kikar is certainly daraisa. Okay. The only problem is that's a very clever read, but you're only taking the second half of the statement. The first, look back in the original where this Gemara about Azara is presented in source number 26. The first part of the statement is Amar Ravar Amar Yochanan. The part of the statement I'm Aleph. Amar Ravar Amar Yochanan Kol Shetama Uma Moshe Oser. Why is it Oser? Why is it Oser? Yeah, if you're gonna read Tamo Veloma Moshe the way we're suggesting, if you're gonna read Tamo Veloma Moshe, meaning it gives off flavor but not discernible. And that's why I don't get malchus. Great. But what about the first parts? What about tamo uma mosho? It means it does give off flavor. You've got to be consistent in your terminology within the same phrase, in the same Gemara. So Rabbi Avoh said in Rabbi Yechanan, kol shetamo uma mosho aser. So tamo uma mosho means tam, and it does have a discernible flavor. Okay? It does give a flavor. Why is that? If there is a sinus tam, okay. Why in the ratio do you get malchus? Okay, tam uma mosho. It should be bato barov there also, right? It gives off flavor. But if you're talking about min bimino, that's how you've insisted, right? You Rabbeinu Tam want to state this statement. Rabbeinu Yechon is talking min bimino. So that works out very well with the second statement. Min bimino means tamo velo mamosho. Okay, but how do you work out? So why is it us in the first place? Again, Rabbeinu Tam have to say that there, there should be bato barov over there also. Okay, even if there's if it is min bimino, okay, so why in the ratio do you get malchus? So I have to say that it's a. There also, as Rabbeinu Tam says, now that case is where Nikar Isser. Okay? Even if it's Baltimore Rove, if Nikar Isser, it's also. Again, not the Pashas Gemara, let's read it inside. Rabbeinu Tam says, 37, the bottom of the rice going to be perkat rovas amar abana beruba going mimi mino pirish mimi not Torah have beruba but the rovah don't have besamach and therefore there's no malchus can I rab perkin osha have beshishi velachein ain lokan alav who are din da filim haya tama uma mashish ben ain lokan alav elam that's the first the ratio that's the who are din is the ratio da filim haya tama mashish iser ben okay tama mashish still tama mimi mino but the mamish is there. Okay, but it should still be bought off. The answer is no, because ain't local all around came makiro. Vinoka tamalama should not feel a hockey sur ika. Alright, that's his answer. Good. Unless you want to say that he gives a second teretz, okay. Or the part of it, Kimoken Makiro, Makiro you can distinguish and take it out that way. That's the answer given by Rabbeinu Tam, okay? So that's how he gets out of the problem. Again, our question was, how come the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Tama Veloma Moshe, you don't get Malchus? It's us, you don't get Malchus. If it's Tam Kikas Darais, so why did you get Malchus? So he gives an answer because it's been Mimino. But if Taku would be given, it doesn't give off enough of flavor. It says Tama Veloma Moshe means, and Loma Moshe means that it doesn't have the mamish of flavor because it means Mimino. Okay, that's how he works it out. Then he answers, gives a second teretz. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The old Om Rabbeinu Eliyahu also agrees that Tam Kikar is Doraisa, but he gives a different teretz. The old Om Rabbeinu Eliyahu that the Shaper Mituk Mahacha B'min Mishaino Mino. He doesn't want to go for the Rabbeinu Tam that it's Min B'mino. That's not the Pashas in the Gemara. It's Min Mishaino Mino. The Hachi Perusho Tam O V'lom Amosho Kagon she'ein kizayis iser b'toch kedeh chilas pras. This tamo v'loma mosho means it's min b'shein amino and it is flavor, but it does. There's not enough iser in this mixture that you be able to consume a kizayis of the iser within the time of chilas pras. Again, we'll talk about that. Okay, but what kizayis b'toch chilas pras means that there's a kezayis in this mixture enough in a normal course of eating, you'll eat the whole thing, you'll eat the kezayis within a certain time frame. You'll eat whatever that is. You know about kezayis, like by matzah, you have to eat the kezayis within the next number of minutes. Right? Yeah. In other words, I nibble and I eat something now from this mixture, and 2 hours later I eat something else, and 3 hours later I eat something else. So by the end of the day, I ate a kezayis. But, I ate so much. It's not mitzarif. Kezayis b'chilas pras is when he mitzarif. So there's a certain time limit. But says the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's min b'shein amino. The Talmud v'lo mamosho. Min b'shein amino. What Talmud v'lo means is not a kezayis b'chilas pras. And that's why there's no malchus. Okay? Tama umamosho means when what? The first ratio. There is a kezayis b'chilas pras. You ate a kezayis, so you get malchus. Here you didn't eat a kezayis. There wasn't enough. There was so little in this mixture. It wasn't enough to warrant malchus. You couldn't get a kezayis within that time frame. And therefore, there's no malchus. That's how Rabbeinu Eliyahu says. She'ain kezayis is talking about his prize. Then ain't no kind of a tam omar, she'll no kind of a bar, then ain't kezayis is talking about his prize. Okay, and then ain't no, and that was no kind of a. Here is Teretz. That's the Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Okay? So, again, they're addressing the same question. They're addressing, if Tom Kikar is Doraisa, how come there's no Malchus in that case, Tam Olam HaMashah? So they have to reword or rework how we learn Tam Olam HaMashah. So when the Tom says, Tom, Mimimino. Okay? Mimimino. So therefore, there's no Malchus. There's no transit to flavor. And the Bailey Yahu says, no, it's Mimimishen Amino. Okay, but it's so little, it's not a Kazayas Techus process. It's too little. There's not a big enough shear. That's why there's no Malchus. Still, us to eat it, but you're not going to eat enough for shear to warrant Malchus. You with me? Yeah? Third Shita. The old Omar Rabbeinu Yosef. You read some of your lines. Okay. The Myrish Shaper Bechdechlis Pras. He says, no. He says, it's Min Mishen Amino. And there is a Kezayat Yechlis Pras. Again, because the Gemara doesn't fit in. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tami and Rabbeinu Yosef, you have to kind of rework the Gemara. So he gives another answer. He says, Od Omar Rabbeinu Yosef, the Mairi Shapi B'chlas Pras, Mikol Mokom, okay, Lo Loki, but Tamalosha, Afagad, the Tam Kikar D'Raisa, the Mehecha Dinan Tam Kikar D'Raisa, where does Tam Kikar D'Raisa come from altogether? He said, we learned out Megula of De Kachovim, the fact that the Bnei Israel had the Kasher, the Kalim, had been used to Treif, from the Miklay Midyan, regular of the Kama. The Kama Kota Verbeish. The Mashma, Ha'im Lo Silver Asa, right? The Torah tells you, you got a kasha those Kalim that you took as booty from the law, from the Mechemes Midyan, right? So it says, if for fire, you got a kasha the fire, through water, whatever. And the Mashmos is that if you didn't do that, then what's the story with these pots and these silverware? Trife, Asa, right? Hot. Says the Yosef Merlai, it's an interesting point. So what kind of din is that? That's an Issur Asei. It never says Osir to eat it. It says if you don't, it says you got a kasher. If you don't kasher, so therefore there's no malchus. Right? It's learned out. The whole din of Tom Kinker is learned out from a mukar, which is not formulated as a lav. It's not formulated. It just says, Kol Dovar Asher B'Tavo Ba'esh. I had the psukim earlier, right? Back in, where is it here? Want to look at it? Yeah. But midbar parak lamed al poskov go back in source 12. Kol davar asher yovav eish shavar eish. Kol davar asher and so on. Shal yovav eish shavar mayim. Implication: if you don't do that, it's osur. That's Tom Kiker. Good, but you never have a lav. It's never formulated as a lav. So that's why it's no malchus. It's a technicality, basically. You don't have to start questioning the Gemara. He says no, it's min b'shein amino. And don't tell me it's not a kizayis b'chus pras like a minol. It's kizayis, yeah, kizayis b'chus pras. But what? But it's learned from a mukar that it's only an asay. Avalav leko lechach ein lokin alav. Okay, yeah. So this is the lumdus of Rabbeinu Yosef Merlines. Okay, now Rabbeinu Tam's got a problem with that. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam kosher Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't like the Rabbeinu Yosef Merlines approach. He says because of something which we call ahadrino. The three lines on the bottom of Tosfos spells it out. It's called ahadrino li surayhu kama. Okay, or a hadrali sur kama. Okay, there's a general question. Okay, about you have a din. Okay, which was part of a larger iser, which became mutter, but now the iser returned. I'll give you a practical example. Okay, on yontif, you're not allowed to cook. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to do melacha. But you are allowed to do melacha so chol nefesh. We had it last week's set, right? Parshas Bo. Acha sheli ochel chol nefesh, hu levar yosel lachem. Right, it says kol melacha. Right, that's the one place, the Ramban points, the one place, it doesn't, usually by Yontif, has the expression kol melacha savoda, right? By Yontif. By Shabbat it says melacha, but by Yontif, it usually says kol melacha savoda lo sasu. So the difference between melacha savoda and melacha, melacha savoda excludes things needed for basic household, you know, food, for cooking. Malacha, malacha avoda is avoda, right? Malacha is hanoa, okay, things you get direct hanoa from, so that you're allowed to cook on yontif, you're allowed to do things, food preparation on yontif, yeah? So that's called, but here in the Torah it says kol malacha, Parshas Bo, it says kol malacha le'asavayim, by Pesach. But right away it says, yeah, but that's why it says in that pasuk, acha she'yochel chol nefesh, it gives an exemption. It says malacha, but if it's ochel nefesh, it's mutter, okay? However, the Gemara is in Joshua, Acha sheyochel lechol nefesh hu levado yosa lochem, and lochem is darshan to mean lochem lo lanochri. Okay, lochem lo lanochri. You're not allowed to cook on yontif for a goy. And it's not a blanket thing. Oh, now it's yontif, I can cook. You're allowed to cook on yontif. What? For yontif, for a Jew to have yontif. In fact, as we know, you're not allowed to cook on yontif for the second day of yontif. Not allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos, unless you make an erev tashlum. Right, so the heter it's lachem lo others lanochri other things lachem lo lanochri. Okay, so now what emerges is that it's usher for a Jew to cook for a goy on yontif. Okay, now what's the nature of that din? Is that a new din now? That's usher to cook for a goy on yontif, or does that simply go back to the original din? You're not allowed to do malacha. You follow? In other words, it's three steps, right? You're not allowed to do malach on yatav, correct? Then we learn, based on a pasuk, but you can cook on yatav. But the cook on yatav is limited to a Jew, and they can't cook for a goy on yatav. I'm banned for a goy for yatav. So does that go back to one that's included on the original Issur malach of yatav? Or no, there's a new din. Now, who cares? Okay, what's a nafkamina? Okay, so nafkamina could be, okay, was the derais of the Rabbanon. Okay, the derais of the Rabbanon. All right, if you hold that it goes back to the original din, that's a din d'oraisa. All right, but if it's viewed as simply a limitation of the heter, that can only do a bono. Okay, so that's not the example Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam discusses this here and there at the end of this Tosas. It's almost not amazing. The end part of this Tosas. Rabbi Natam says, based on Sugin B'choros, okay? We know that you're not allowed to use the, not allowed to, B'chor has to bring, you know, to a B'chor, right? So you're not allowed to use the wool from a B'chor for your own personal use. You can't allow use it. All right, you have to give it to Hektish. However, it's Kodesh, right? The wool of B'chor, the Giza, the Gez, is for Hektish, okay? So now I use the wool. Now, a B'chor, which develops a mum, right, certain types of blemishes, cannot be given as a carbon, okay? Cannot be given as a carbon. And you can eat it yourself. You don't have to give it, you can do whatever you want. You can slaughter it, and if yourself, do whatever you want with it. However, we learn that the wool still has to be given to Hektish, okay? So now, the question is that din with the wool, same question. Is that a new, it was usher to use the b'chor for anything. Now it developed a mum, so now I can do whatever I want with it. And now we limit that and say you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to use the wool. Does that go back to the original isser? Right? Go back to the original isser, or is that a new isser? Okay? In other words, is that part of the original isser of using the b'chor, you know, for your own personal use? Okay? And again, so if it's a new din, and the old din is gone, once it has a balmum, it's gone from Bechor. And now they just say, you still got to give the wool to Hektish. So then if you use the wool, you wouldn't get Malkus, because it's not a Deraisa. Right? But if you say it goes back to the original din, it goes back to the original thing, you would get Malkus. It goes back to the original list, you would get Malkus. That's called Adrino Isurayo Kama. Our original Isur Kama. It goes back to the original Isur. Okay? You hear? Do you understand the background that I just gave you from Bechoris? Again, you hear the Chakir, right? Do we say that once, in other words, again, that's why I picked Yontif, it's an example we're familiar with. Do we say that once you're allowed to cook on Yontif, that's it? So you know how you can cook, and there's a blanket heter to cook on Yontif. I can cook for a goy, I can cook for my pet, I can cook for anybody. Okay? But then the Rabbanan came along and said, no, you're still a chem below to for goy. Does that mean it goes back to the original Isser, or is this a new Isser? Same thing. You have a Bechor. You're not allowed to use the Bechor. You can't eat it. You can't use it. You can't do anything. It's an Isser, the Bechor. Now it became Balmum. Okay, so now Balmum, I'm allowed to shech to myself. But you still have to give the wool to the coin. Does that mean that the Hektis, does that mean that the it goes back to the original Isser? Or no, it's a new Isser. Enough community. You get Malchus, right? So Rabbi Natam says, based on that wool, Adrino, Isurayu Kamo, okay? So Rabbi Natam applies at the end of the Tosas with the Kosher Rabbi Natam, that even if you hold, okay, because again, the and it's very good because the Lashon is by Bechoros, right, which became Balmum. It says Tizbach, it's in Re'eh, it's in the laning for the end of Yom Kippur, Taser. It says Tizbach v'chalta basar. We have a drasha, Tizbach v'lo giza. You can slaughter it to eat it, but not its wool. You can't use its wool. You hear? And so the language of the Pasuk is by a b'chor that was became possible because of balmum, one of psulim adoshin. Right, look in the Tosfos, you can see. Kosh men atam, b'kom makom, name a kevin the hadrik, kro a hadrele duchte the lav devel the chel of the shari suri haki. The hoch I mean b'choris. Okay, gab psulim adoshin. The chesiv tizbach v'chalta b'osim, v'darshin and tizbach v'logiz v'chalta v'lo chavecha b'osim v'lo chol. V'im kain a giza lekarak lav abo michal say also. Okay, so he said, and nevertheless, at least according to one approach, you'd get Malkus for it. Because Adrenal Isser Kama goes back to the original Isser. So using this same idea, we could say over here also, that even if the source, the Mokar for Tom Kiker is a Pasuk by Gila Clay Midian, okay, that doesn't mean that therefore Tom Kiker is only an Isser Asay. Okay? In other words, the Torah says we're not allowed to eat treif. Okay? And then it tells us that you can get rid of the treif flavor by kashering, right? All right? If you now go ahead and you don't do that, does it mean you go back to the original Isser? Or is that now a new Isser that you're eating from something which the Torah said you had to kasher before using? Is it, you hear the parallel? Does it go back to your old original Isser? Or now it's a new Isser. You went against what the Torah said. The Torah says you didn't eat chazer. Okay, you don't need chazer. Okay, but you use the kli that the Torah said you had to kasher first. So that's what you're about. If you hold like that, it's a tak holiness, I say. But if you hold adrino lisu kama, goes back to its original iser, so now, you would get malchus for it. So therefore, Rabbi Natam would argue you'd get malchus for Tom Kiker, even though the source may be chlamydian, okay? But you see from the Gemara Mechoris that applies. Rabbi Yosef Meir Lyons could answer, maybe we don't say adrino lisu kama in every circumstance. Maybe it's something we do, we don't say. Just because you say it by Mechoris doesn't mean you say it by here. But anyway, that's the situation. Okay, that's the din here. All right, good. So that's the end of that Tosafot. Just we have there are a couple other shitas here about Tom Kiker. Okay, the Ravid in his commentary to the Rif. Okay, the Ravid has a goes to the Rif. It appears that sometimes in a separate sefer called Kosov Shom. Okay, that's what's identified here in source 38. Kosov Shom. Okay, he's usually arguing with the Balamor, the Rif. He says Kosov Shom. Amar Avram, rhymes, right? Kos of Shom, it says over there, blah, 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 blah. But Amar Avram, I say like this. So it's the Ravid, it's the Hagos of the Ravid, in what do you call it, on the Rif. It's in Psachim Yud Gimel Beis, the page of the Rif, okay? So he quotes the Rif, and so what we really need is the end, the last few lines. And really is the last few lines. He says, and the Balamor also says like that, okay, basically says Tom Kiker's Daraisa. He agrees with like the Rosh Paul. We saw that Rosh Paul. Rosh Paul said the Ravid also agrees Tom Kiker's Daraisa, and he does. Okay, the Ravid says Tom Kiker's also Daraisa. Absolutely. He's bothered by the same problem though. Okay, the Gemara says Tom over Lo Mamosho. You don't get Malchus. Why not? If Tom Kiker's Daraisa, so do I care Lo Mamosho? Tom's good enough to get Malchus. Tom Kiker, right? So why don't you get Malchus? Same kasha. So we had Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara is talking about Mishen Amino. The Rabbeinu Elio says it's talking there wasn't a kazayis v'chadosh pas. The Rimi Olayin, Rabbeinu Yosef says no, it was min Mishen Amino, and you had enough. But it's learned from Gilei Nachrim, so you can't learn you get Malkus there because only an Israsei. Okay, the Ravid says similar, but not that way. The Ravid says we learn it out from Mishras. We learn it out from Nazir, which is again the simple reading that Gemara Pesachim. He says you don't get Malkus. You know why? Because you don't get Malkus when you don't have an explicit lav. He doesn't say like the Rimer Alliance or Bini Yosef. He doesn't say Bini Yosef that it's only an SRSA. He's willing to entertain that it's not an SRSA. It's a real lav. You know why I don't get Malkus? Because it's learned from something else. It's learned from Mishras by a Nazir. Okay, so Mishras by a Nazir, Yutaka would get Malkus. Yes. Something we derive as a binyanam, or for example, like we have, the din, right? Kavachomer, we don't get malchus. What's that called? Ain onshin and a din, right? Even though something is learned out, something is extrapolated. You expound upon something, you extrapolate a din, but you can't always get malchus for it. Ain onshin and a din, right? So the Ravid at the end says the same thing. He says, "Afilo bana milk meal lo loki the shula ain malchus lo with binyanav below me kavachomer." Okay, that's easy. You know, from just like by Kavu Chomer. There's a binyan av. Mishras Nazir teaches you the din of what do you call it? Teaches you this din of Tom Kiker Daraisa. Okay, Tom Kiker Daraisa, and you can't get Malkus because there's no explicit love. Not that it's this I say like he wanted to say, like everybody else wanted to say, but it's you don't get it because it's learned out. It's learned out from binyan av. Okay, so again, it's a technicality. Rabbi Yosef and the Ravid agree, you don't get Malkus technicality. All right? The Rosh in Chulin here, Parak Zion, Simon Lamed Zion. Okay, the Rosh really kind of has a summary. Okay, he quotes over the Tam, that it's only talking about Mimashayin Amino. Okay? The Rosh is a nice summary. But about a few lines down, the first part, he summarizes Shita Rabbeinu Tam. And he used that expression, by the way, Heter Nepach Kula Uz Oser. Okay, that's why kazayas would be enough. You just ate a kazayas, even though you never ate the whole thing. Okay? So anyway, he summarizes Shita Rabbeinu Tam. You look at the next page here, it's about the six lines down. He quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. That's not Chaim Brisker, quoted in the Rosh. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, one of the Balei HaTosfos. Okay, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a Rosh Perek Zayin Siman Lamed Aleph. He quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, okay, who basically says, like the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Chaim's alpir is the Irish shopper of Mimim She'enu Mino. He disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam and says, we're talking about Mimim She'enu Mino. The Tama Umamashu Korik Kishish Kizai Zelos Pras. The Ozavi Kimamashu says, only Kizai Zelos Pras. Came in the age called Kachmina Isser, Shubitoch Hilos Pras, Ochel Kizai. Then Naaseh Kulo Isser. He says, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn basically says, like Rabbeinu Eliyahu, okay, that that really it comes out. You follow? In other words, that when do we say you get malchus? When there's such a concentration of the iser that you could eat, you could theoretically get a kezias of the iser within a very small window of time. You take 5 bites, you already have a kezias. That's how much iser is in there. You hear? When there's a low concentration, you know, it'll take you 6 hours, you know, then that's not. Then you wouldn't get malchus. So that's what he says the idea is. And he mentions as follows, okay, he basically says, even though it's not Reb Chaim Brisker, but he basically says there are two dinim of Tom Kicker. There are two different dinim of Tom Kicker, okay? Sometimes you get malchus, and sometimes you don't. Okay, why? He says, Tom Kikr Doraisa, when you get Malchus, that's when you have a significant amount of Isser in that heter. The Tarovis, the mixture, has a high concentration of Isser. So ordinarily we would view Shishim, okay? Ordinarily Shishim would be the threshold of this being considered a significant ratio. But Chaim Cohen says, that if there's a kezias of iser in a pras of the total food, then that's also tam kikar d'oraisa. Again, if there's a concentration, if there's a kezias worth of iser in an achilas pras amount of food, in a pras a certain amount, okay, a certain amount of beitzim. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But a pras a certain amount. If there's such a concentration, there's a kezias worth of iser for every pras in this mixture, meaning a high ratio of Isser, Kezayas Betreach Ches Pras. So then, that's Tam Kikar Doraisa, okay, and that's the Shita, that's the first, okay, that's the first type of Tam Kikar, all right? All right, I'll just mention that you know, that was, Kezayas Bechleil Pras becomes, based on Halach Moshe Sinai, in effect, instead of Shishim being the boundary, that beyond Shishim, it's not a significant flavor. The Chiddush here is Kezayas Bechleil Pras. That amount, you have in a pras of that food, a small amount of that food, there's a Kezayas Visser. That's how much Isser fell in, such a significant difference. Okay, so then that's what makes it Isser. So, the Chiddush of Tam Kikar depends on a Kezayas Achus Pras, and he also mentions the idea of Heter Nepach Lius Isser. They can count all the food. Yeah. So that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Quoted in Tosos. What about the Rambam? Okay, so the Rambam is another Shita. Okay, the Rambam says in Hilchos Machonos Asuras Parak Tesvob. Let's look at the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam agrees. He says, Dover Osir, Shenis Arav Bedover, this is Parak Tesvob of Hilchos Machonos Asuras Halach Alav. Dover Osir, Shenis Arav Bedover Mutter, Min Bishen Omino Beno Saint Tam. Okay, Umin Bemino Shef Shalam Al Tamo Yevata Barov. Ketza, okay, Ketza. So Chelev Hakloyos, Shenafatu Agrisim Ruach Hakol. Chelev got melted into the rest of the stuff. Tominus Agrisim. Him loading some Tam Chelev Arim Lutarim. You taste it, and it doesn't have to taste Chelev's Mutter. But in some Tam Chelev Arim Mamash Arim Lutarim Torah. If you taste the Chelev and it's still some of the Chelev Mamish that's discernible, then it's Osim Torah. Nimtzim Tam Veloy Arim Mamash Arim Asur Medivrei Sofer. Okay, now the Rambam the Rambam really actually, he doesn't mention, let me see this again, one second. See, he based it on the ratio, because that's in Halacha Gimel. Keitzer Uma Mosho. How did you look at Halacha Gimel, 40? Parak Tesva Halacha Gimel, Machal Sarasa. Keitzer Uma Mosho. Kegon Chaim and Achel of Kezayas, Bechol Sholos Beitzer. A pras, the Rambam Paskin, is 3 eggs worth. So there's a Kezayas of Isser, the ratio of Isser to Heter is a Kezayas to 3 Beitzer. So now somebody who has eaten 3 Beitzim of this Tarovas has most likely eaten a Kezayas of Isser. That's the ratio. You know, it's possible that the Isser only went into this part, not in the other part. We assume it's spread throughout evenly. Okay, so if I eat 3 Beitzim's worth of this Tarovas, the assumption is the Kezayas inside its Osser. Okay? And now the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah, 41. I'm sorry, he refers to it. Okay? He says, if you eat a Kezayas within these 3 Beitzim, so now you get Malkus, because that's called Tama Uma Moshel. Avo Pachos Misholosh Beitzim, then it's only Drabbanim. Okay, then it's only Drabbanim. So the Kesef Mishnah there, in Perek Tes Vavalocha Beis, writes, he says, this sounds like it's going to be more like Rashi, that we're dealing with only Drabbanan, because there's all those Shurma Drabbanan. The Rambam, and that's exactly what the Kesef Mishnah says, at the end of Perek Tes Vavalocha Beis 41, he says, V'das Rabbeinu Kirashi. Okay? Just a second. Good. So look at the Radvaz on that Rambam. First, so I want to show you. Okay, Rashi holds Tamo Lo Mamosho with all the Rabbanan and Rabbi Thomas and the Rice, and he says the Das Rabbeinu Kirashi. Rambam can be added to those who hold it as Rashi, because he says if you eat less than the amount of Kazayas Shechel's Pras, you only get Malkus with the brain, only get the Rabbanan. So that's how he learns, which is similar actually to the second Shita. Who was that again? Who's the second sheet that I told us? Just a second. Yeah, see, the Rambam really could be read, that's what I point out. It's really the Machlokas and Osekel and the Rambam, who the Rambam holds like. Because the Mishnah says Das Rabbeinu Kirashi, right? But the Radvaz, in Perek Tes Vavalocha Beis 42, he says Das Rabbeinu, the Talmud Shem and Torah. Pain Das Rova Poskim. Right, so Machlokas Rambam, because the Mishnah Radvaz. I'm not sure how he's going to explain. He says, "Pirush Das Rabbeinu Tam Moshe Chen Das Roposim." Radvaz changes. Take a look at 42, this Beis and Gimel. He says, first he says, Das Rabbeinu Tam Moshe Min HaTorah. Then he says, Rabbeinu Tzor Tam Ki Galo Min HaTorah. You see that? You see the Radvaz? Look at 42. Halach HaBeis. The Ketzer Mishnah says blanket, Das Rabbeinu Kirashi. Then he says in 42, we hire about the time we have a dasa benu tamo much on the Torah. Chain dasa batoskin. Obligation should appear shain osmatolic, she's a ban, no part, okay, that we have all those different sheetas. And the Gauch Gimel, he writes, Gam Zemachudikim on the Posse, the time for the Torah, we're going to turn the time for the Lomana Torah. I'm not sure I have to see again. I have to see the Radvaz sheet again. I'm confused. I'm not sure now. Unless that's what he's distinguishing. Unless the Rambam is saying, it depends. Tam kikir is doraisa if you eat a kezayis b'dechad as pras. Okay, then the tam kikir is doraisa. If you eat a pras that has a kezayis of iser inside. Okay, but you have to actually eat it. You have to actually eat the kezayis. Maybe then tam kikir is doraisa. I think that's what comes out. And he holds the Rambam will hold the tam kikir is doraisa if you have kezayis b'dechad as pras and you eat the pras, which included a kezayis. If you ate a little bit, then it won't be. I think that's the Rambam holds. Okay? In other words, if you have less than a kezayis of the iser, the ratio, the concentration of kezayis of the iser is less than a kezayis of iser and a pras, so then there's no malchus. So he thinks it's only the rabbanan. So that, I think that's how you explain it. Yeah. Okay, as the Rambam holds, it depends kind of. If you're talking about, he'll say, he's not going to say heter nepach lius iser. That he's not going to say. So therefore, if the tam kikir is doraisa, only when you eat a pras of that food, which has a kezayis of iser inside. There's a ratio, there's a kezayis per pras. Right? There's a concentration of kezayis of iser to the pras. So when I eat the whole pras, then by definition, I will say the kezayis, and that's when it's doraisa. But if it's a kezayis, less than a kezayis of iser in the pras, then you're not in a malchus based on the flavor alone. Then it's only also the rabbanan. Okay, so basically we have various different shitas here, just to summarize. Okay, many hold tam kikir d'oraisa. Okay, some accept this chiddush, like Rabbi Tam and Chaim Cohen, that heter nepach lius iser. Okay, the Rabbi Yosef Mirlines and the Ravid hold that there's no tam kikir. There's no malchus, even though tam kikir d'oraisa. It's not a technicality. Okay, technicality, and Rabbi Chaim Cohen and the Rambam. And the Tosfos of Rabbi Elio says we only have tam kikir when there's a ratio of kezayis per pras. Okay? Okay. Lemaisa, again, we said that Nafkin will be better. Suffolk, where there was a tam. We don't know if the pot spilled out. We don't know if the pot's kosher anymore. Okay. And then the Rambam is on the sheet, I'm a little unsure, but I think I said it right. So those are different. Everyone have the different sheet now? We have different sheet now with the tam kikir. Okay. And it goes one minute in the back of the page. Has the different sheet also, called Kohen Rabbeinu Tam. All right. And they bring up something at the end based on a Mishnah Chala, which we'll talk more about, Mishnah Zion. Okay. Look at the case. So just see the sides. You get the idea of how it extends beyond us. Ha'osa isim and achitim and ha'orez. Let's say I make dough. Now you only have to be mafresh challah from bread baked with chameshes miyadavim. Right? Let's say I have dough which was made from wheat but also rice in it. The rice, the bread from rice does not need mafresh challah. So, but on the other hand, the bread, the dagon, the grain, wheat, does have the flavor. Okay, it does give off the flavor. It's more rice, but it has the flavor. So it says chayavis b'challah. Okay, but there's no tam, then it's not chayavis b'challah. So that's a question of how we apply it there. You introduce something called grera, where the iser schleps along the heter, which we'll talk about. But just to summarize our situation here, okay, so we had the five or six different shitas. Right, as to whether tam kikir is deraisa or not. The main nafkamina is a case of suffink, and a case of suffink would be if the pot spilled. And I don't know how much, what the ratio was inside there. Okay, can I go ahead and still use that pot? You can't measure shikim. So according to Rashi, it's mutter because tam kikir is always midarbanan. Okay, the Rambam will be makel also, so would Rabbi Chaim Cohen would seem, will be makel if there's less than a kezayis of iser per pras. Okay, and Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Ravid will all agree that we're dealing with this in the Raisa. So therefore, we have to be machmer. We have to be machmer on Tom Kiker Deraisa, because those prominent opinions say this is Deraisa. And with that, we'll stop over here, Bez Hashem. We'll make sure we have those sheets down. We'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow. I'll email him. I gave out the Marmakomas, right? But I'll email him.